Hey, is David available?
Speaking.
Hey, David, this is Zach from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
Good, good. I don't want to take up much of your time. I was just following up on an offer we had sent out almost about 3 weeks ago. It was for some working capital and equipment financing, and just wanted to make sure you had received it and see if you had any needs this year.
Not sure what company you're with.
With the Bank of Cardiff, we're a business bank. We help small, medium-sized businesses bring on capital and equipment to grow their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And
by email or what?
Actually, sent it by traditional mail, snail mail, about roughly almost 3 weeks ago now. And that was the reason for the call. I was just circling back to make sure you had received it. I'm just a little leery of the United States Postal Service and their efficiency at this point.
Well, sometimes I don't get all my mail anyway because my secretary opens it. You know, it's something that, you know.
Yeah.
I might not have got to my desk.
It may have gone in file 13. I know that happens a lot. So I just wanted to touch base with you in person and see if there's any needs there with the business or any big plans this year for anything coming up we could possibly help you out with. As we do, you know, specialize in equipment financing, it's our bread and butter product. We've been doing it for a good 15 years now, and
financing.
What's that?
What about equipment refinancing or financing? My son is actually trying to work on buying me out as far as the one side of the company.
Okay.
And that would, and then what would he would. He would buy what equipment that what Dragle Trucking owns.
There's okay.
There's a Dragle Trucking, and there's, you probably sent this to Globe Trucking, I would imagine. We don't, Globe doesn't have any equipment. It's through Dragle Trucking and another company called JD Transportation.
Okay.
So,
I did send it to, we sent it to Globe Trucking, I believe.
Right. Yeah, we don't have any use, we don't have any equipment, we don't buy any equipment at all. It's all through my son and myself.
Okay.
He owns part of it, and I own part of it.
Okay. And then you said he was planning on trying to buy you out to take over the business?
Well, basically just that side of it. I'm going to still operate Globe, but he's going to take over the trucks and operate them.
Yeah, so we definitely could do something along those lines to help out your son. How many trucks are involved in this?
It'd be a total of 14, something like that.
Okay. Is there?
He already owns three of them.
Oh, excellent.
And there's some trailers, and what we're looking to do is it's about a $200,000 buyout, and
okay.
At that point he would have about $600,000 worth of collateral.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Our equipment financing, it would be our equipment financing program would be the best option for you. And it's, you know, along the lines of a traditional loan, 2 to 5 years, you know, with rates starting in the low single digits and can go up from there based upon, you know, a couple factors. But we don't require a down payment. It's usually just a first and sometimes a last month's payment to get things started. And it's a fairly simple process to see what can be made available to you. It's a one-page application, just some bank statements and a tax return, and we can turn around and get you an answer inside of 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like a little bit more information, I'd be more than happy to shoot you an email.
Well, how's going everybody feel that giving these bank statements out to random people is an okay thing?
You know, I understand the leeriness of that. It's just, you know, it's... We need to take a look and see if it's you know, something to be feasible for the business. We don't want to burden it in any way. And that's the best way to give us a snapshot of that business is just to see how the cash flow is.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Well, that's the part that I'm leery of right there. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I understand. You know, in this day and age, there's a lot of fraud happening. So, yeah, as a business owner, I completely understand where you're coming from. You know, but that's just the best way that, you know, it gives us the the most information so we can make the best offer possible.
Well, you got something where you send me an email?
I'm sorry?
Can you send me an email?
Absolutely. What would be the most efficient email address?
It would be to DSR.
DSR.
Yeah, DSR Drago, Drago.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. My best friend, his last name is Drago, and he actually has some family in the Midwest at all. Do you happen to know a James Drago?
No, the only family we have right now that I know of is around this area in Toledo.
Okay. Yeah, there's some family up in, he had some family up near Michigan, Ohio area, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to ask. It's a very unique last name. That's why I had to ask. I only know one other Drago. but I didn't mean to.
dsr@gmail.com.
So DSR at Gmail.
DSR Drago.
DSR Drago.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, you know what? I'll put together a packet of information for you regarding our equipment financing, and I'll have that over to you along with my contact information. So if there's any further questions, please give me a call.
Okay, sure.
And I appreciate your time today.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.